In the early hours of the morning, these Palestinian families are being forced to leave their homes and belongings. The Israeli military sometimes uses this area in the north of the occupied West Bank as a training ground. This means that people who have lived here for decades have to stay away for as long as the army decides is necessary. Israeli military jeeps move between homes to ensure everyone has left. Palestinians here say it's not their first order to leave their home this year and fear it won't be the last.
They'll stay here until each one of us leave their home. They'll say, "Why aren't you out yet? It's 8 a.m. You have to leave."
Explosions like these often break the peace here.
I fear for the children. They get scared of the bombing. I try to calm them down, but we are scared too. I remind them not to touch anything the army leaves behind because it might explode.
People here say they have nowhere else to go, so they have to stay out until they're allowed to return to their homes after midnight. The military drill will continue for 3 days, which means they'll have to go through this again twice this week.
The Israeli army told Al Jazeera that it takes measures to protect civilians during the exercises. But Israeli officers previously said that trainings are used to push Palestinians out. 7 families left their homes on Tuesday, but many more people used to live here. 48 families once lived in this village called Bzik. Now there are only 20. Turki Turkman says he had to relocate his home 5 years ago because he was tired of these displacements. Still, he says his land is under threat.
I've lost half of my crops because the tanks went over them. I've had a piece of land planted with barley and they completely ruined it.
These videos are from Israeli drills in January. People here say 8 structures were demolished then. Farmers we spoke to say they're not leaving their land. Some even snuck back in before the end of the drill. They wanted to take care of the cattle. A new lamb was born. While some took the risk to return home, others remain without a roof over their heads until they're allowed to go back home. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the occupied West Bank.